You know what? Antrell might not even remember this. Antrell hosted me on my visit to Miami. And when I came into Miami, I was actually an athlete. I was brought in as an athlete. And I won't tell him. Nah, everyone thinks it was good. It was good. I was a good little boy. But Antrell was like my big brother at the U, you know, for the first 2 years when he was there. I was a safety, and I played DB. And, you know, he's just one of those guys that kind of that reached out to me. You know, I was a number two, number six. Our lockers were close. And, you know, even throughout my college career and my pro career, we've stayed tighter than most guys. Only the other two guys that I'm really, really tight with is John Vilma and DJ Williams.
So when this opportunity came here, obviously you knew he was here. Was he in contact with you at all?
We talked early in the process. He was one of the first guys I wanted to talk to. And I said, I told him, I said, I'm coming up there and hopefully we can get this thing right, you know? It's a big stage, man. Everybody knows about the Giants. You know, you're on prime time all the time. The media coverage is number one. And, you know, when you do well, things get magnified. And when you do magnified and when you do bad, things are equally the same. So, you know what? You know, great players like that. They like that pressure. And that's what being a Giant is. You know, you're supposed to uphold a certain level of performance.
When did you first start to realize that you might be heading here?
Oh, man, it happened within hours.
Oh,
you know,
the
coach
Thursday?
Told me. Yeah, coach told me I was getting traded. And, you know, we were within hours. I was trying to figure out a flight to get here.
Do you take that personally when they say you're not in our plans anymore? We're going to trade you?
No. You know what? You know, coach said, hey, you know, I don't know how to say this. I guess it was new for him as well. But, hey, we're going to trade you. And, you know what? It might not be a bad thing. You know, a fresh start. One of the first things out of his mouth was, you know, maybe we get the opportunity to play Mike linebacker. And, you know, there was no contingencies on that when I was coming, wherever I was going. It was just to go play football. So, you know, getting a chance to get back to my roots, so to speak, was exciting for me.
So you find out, and then I guess you called Antrell that day?
Or? Yeah, absolutely, right away.
Yeah.
And he was like, let's do it. You know, it was, you know, like I said, we played together for a long time in Miami, and we know each other well. We train in the off season sometimes, and it just seemed like a perfect fit.
John, what was the one thing in your mind that you felt you knew you had to bring to this team when you got here, knowing what this team had before?
Well, I really had no idea. You know, I showed up, and you know, they say, hey, we're gonna put you at the mic, and we need a voice. You know, we want guys lined up and bring energy. And I said, okay. You know, at first I was like, hey, I don't want to come in and step on anybody's toes because, you know, I'm a new guy. It's mid-season. You just want to come in and do what you're told. So I just did exactly what I was told.
Are you even surprised, despite your leadership skills, at how well everyone's been receptive to you and how well it's gelled so quickly?
Well, I think being a leader, you know, you go out and first you got to lead by example. You know, come early, you stay late, and you do your job. And then how you go about your business, I think people will respect that. So if people are saying I'm leading, it's just because I'm just trying to do things the right way. That's it.
What do you see this defense doing right against runners over the last several weeks?
Doing it together. It doesn't change the recipe for success, especially on the defensive side of the ball. It's always going to be doing your job, and then once you do your job, you know, playing with the passion and the purpose.